Masechet Kelim Perek Vav Mishnah Tet. We learned in the last Perek that once something is Tameh, it cannot lose its Tum'ah until it's physically changed. Here we'll talk about a leather mat that is Tameh with Tum'at Midras. How much of a change has to happen to it in order for it to become Tahor? Mishnah says, Or Shehu Tameh Midras, a leather mat that's Tameh with Tum'at Midras, V'hishev Alav Lirtzu'ot V'lesandelin. And a person thought to cut it up and use it to make straps or to make sandals for walking in. Kevan shenatan bo et ha'izmel tahor. Once he put the knife into it and he started cutting, it is now tahor. So any change whatsoever would do the job. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. A small change is enough to make it tahor. The reason that intention alone doesn't work over here is because a person's intentions don't always last. He could always change his mind. Once he starts to physically change it into a totally new use, we're sure that his intent is going to stay. So it's really a connection between the two. His intention is only manifested when he starts to cut the skins, and once he cuts it, he shows his true intention, and the keli loses the tum'ah status. Hachamim say that the mat is tameh until a person makes it smaller than 5 by 5 tefahim. Even after it's cut up, the tum'ah of the mat remains if it's a certain measurement of at least 5 by 5 tefahim, which is the minimum for tum'at midras with leather. Only if it's less than 5 by 5 tefahim could it become tahor. A flat piece of fabric cannot become tameh with tum'at midras unless it has a certain measurement, which is 5 by 5. So to make it tahor, you have to cut it to less than that measurement. Rabbi Elazar bar Sadok omer, af ha'oseh mitpachach min ha'or teme'ah, says Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Sadok, even if a person makes a napkin by cutting out a piece from the leather mat, the napkin is tameh. A napkin is like a mat. They're both flat forms of kelim, and they're not containers. So cutting a mat into a napkin is not considered to be a significant change. The tum'ah of a mat is still there because it's a use. It's a napkin. But if a person makes a napkin by cutting out a piece from a mattress that has tum'at midras, the napkin is tahor. In this case, the item was a mattress, which is classified as a container because it has stuffing in it. So when he turns it into something that's not a container, a flat object, that's a major change, and the original keli is considered to be broken, and the tum'ah is gone. What Rabbi Eliezer ben Sadok is doing over here is he's agreeing with Hachamim that once you put the knife into it, you don't cause a change. You don't cause any change. You're not causing anything to happen simply by cutting it. You have to change it significantly to change the tum'ah status. But he says that even if a person did cut the mat into a new keli and it's still smaller than 5 by 5, it doesn't change it. Tum'at midras still stays in place. You have to convert it into a major change, like something has a container, like a mattress, to something that does not have a container, like a napkin. That's a major change that a person would do to lose the status.